Today's episode brought to you in part by TimeZest. Does coordinating meetings and help desk calls frustrate you and frustrate your clients? Wouldn't it be easier if you could automate this process and it integrated with ConnectWise Manage or with Autotask? TimeZest is scheduling automation that gives you control of your schedule and removes the frustration of calendar ping pong. As the only solution specifically designed for MSPs, it integrates with your PSA to schedule appointments right in your workflow. And the best part? You can try it for free. Visit timezest.com/MSP radio and mention MSP Radio for 10% off your first year of TimeZest. It's Tuesday, April 11th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. More AI news with regulation, Congress, the open source debate, and adoption rates for ChatGPT. And what is the Managed Services Provider Association of America? This is the Business of Tech. The AI news is shifting. We've moved from rapid-fire product announcements to predictions and regulations. Let's hit that regulation area first. India's Ministry of Electronics and IT said last week that they do not plan to regulate the growth of AI within the South Asian market, identifying the sector as strategic and significant as an area for the nation. The ministry asserted that the expansion of AI would have a kinetic effect on entrepreneurship and business development in India. Meanwhile, the Washington Post dives into Congress's willingness to investigate AI regulation. The thesis is that lawmakers, burned by not regulating social media prior, are looking to not fall into the same trap. The Center for AI and Digital Policy asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate OpenAI for violating consumer protection rules, arguing that the organization's rollout of AI text generation tools has been, quote, biased, deceptive, and a risk to public safety. On the technology front, there's another debate: open source large language models versus their closed source competitors. VentureBeat dives into options like DALL-E, based on Alpaca, another open source LLM, or Meta's offerings in the open source world with Llama by making their weights available for researchers and academics, or names like Vicuna and Koala. Because the adoption continues to drive. A new survey from WordFinder finds that when asked how often they use ChatGPT, 46% said they used it only once or twice. Out of the rest, 10% use it several times a month, 20% use it once a week, 19% use it several times a week, and 5% use it daily. More than half of the people in each age group use ChatGPT regularly, at least several times a month, with baby boomers at 54%, Gen X at 51%, millennials at 55%, and Gen Z at 61%. Those in the tech field are the biggest users of ChatGPT, with 62% of them using it regularly. Some 59% of healthcare workers and 56% of those in marketing also use it regularly. Less frequent users included people in construction at 51%, those in business services at 50%, and those in education at 50%. And if you want to explore some of the impacts, I've included a link to a Vice article about Reddit mods fighting ChatGPT content. Shocking no one, it's already a significant problem. Why do we care? I'm somewhat skeptical of Congress's ability to act here, although I wish they would. Privacy laws would go a very long way. Now, I noted that the AI group filed because of the who they filed with, the FTC. There's an existing framework that's likely to be applicable, and while it's to be tested in the courts, let's look there for guidance. Those adoption numbers continue to impress. More than anything, that's why to note what's happening. I had spotted this group too, and Channel ED talked with them. The Managed Service Provider Association of America, or MSPAA, quoting the piece. MSPAA, based in Boulder, Colorado, was founded by Jave Jost, J-O-O-S-T-E, the president and owner of a security-focused technology consulting company called Cyber Tech Connection. Jost told Channel ED that the organization officially launched in January 2023 and then had a presence at the 2023 MSP Expo event, where he said it got a high level of interest from MSPs. The organization announced its formal launch with 350-plus members on March 30th. Like many other companies and organizations founded by MSPs, MSPAA was created to fill a hole that Jost perceived in the market. While there are professional organizations for doctors and lawyers, there wasn't one for MSPs, and Jost thought there should be. MSPA was born out of his desire to professionalize the industry and give potential customers somewhere to go to verify their potential MSPs before signing on with them. A central feature is the organization's website, which allows potential customers to search for a managed service provider. Why do we care? Dave Jost must not have Google, because several organizations exist trying to fill this hole he perceived in the market, including CompTIA, MSP Alliance, and the NSITSP. Thus, the real purpose here is that public directory. That's what I wanted to focus on. On the organization's website, registering an MSP goes right to a page that offers all MSPs under this plan have targeted marketing for their geographic location. This sounds like a collective sales organization, especially as they list vendor discounts. And that's why we care. This effort looks a lot different from the others. Looking for a channel-first storage provider? How about one 85% less expensive than the traditional cloud providers? With rates at $3 a terabyte with no egress fees for S3-compatible cloud storage. Want no commitments or minimums? How about extreme geo-resilience? Intrigued? Learn about Bifrost Cloud by visiting bifrostcloud.com for a radically low price. Thanks for listening. Today, International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. It's also National Pet Day and the National Barbershop Quartet Day. Well, that's a mix. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.